Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and today we are blessed and just with an awesome guest who's been on several times, and with the new year coming up and a lot of stuff going on just in this month, I asked a dear friend, Kelly Rosano, who is a business and personal coach and an astrologer, to give us a heads up on what's going on in the new year. So, Kelly, we've got so much to cover. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome. So let's just, why has December been so powerful?
Well, the month of December is actually the most powerful month of 2010. It started with the new moon on December 5th in Sagittarius. So we go from new moon to new moon. So the next new moon will be a solar eclipse on January 4th. And on solstice, right before solstice, we had a full moon total lunar eclipse right at the end of Sagittarius, right before we go into Capricorn. And so we're in this incredible cycle right now where all of cosmos is literally releasing all of this positive energy onto us, even though it may not feel like it, you know, the way people have been going through so much lately. But we really are in this incredible month where what you're doing right now, what you're doing in December, what you're doing right now up until the solstice, I mean, up until the solar eclipse on January 4th, is what you'll be doing for 2011, for the whole year. So there's an enormous amount of positive energy being released that was released at the full moon, lunar eclipse, and then solstice the next day right after it. And the next solar eclipse is also very positive. So it really is to lift everybody up out of the doldrums and empower us so that we are creating more of what we want. And it's very important right now, I want to remind us all, is to stay out of negative thinking, to stay out of depression. You can't afford to allow yourself to indulge in negative thinking because it really can be an indulgence. The reason is because right now, whatever you're manifesting, whatever you're thinking, if you're negative right now, you're going to be negative all of 2011.
Ouch.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, we need to remind ourselves that how we talk to ourselves is even more important than how we talk to others. Because what I can find is that people can be very kind to other people. They're very nice to other people. And yet they're just taskmasters with themselves. They're just so hard on themselves. And it's almost like they've got an inner Hitler, you know? And so we want to really be aware of that is, you don't want to just be nice to other people and kind to other people. Really pay attention to how you talk to yourself. Are you empowering yourself with your language? Or are you, you know, focusing on the cellulite? Are you focusing on the wrinkles? Are you focusing on whatever's not, you know, whatever you don't have? If you're doing that, then you're giving your power over to the dark side. You've gone over to the dark side of the moon. So we want to bring it back, and we want to focus on everything we appreciate in our life. I appreciate that I'm healthy. I appreciate that I feel good. I appreciate where I live. You know, anything that you can think about to demonstrate appreciation, gratitude for, That's what the universe is going to reinforce. So the universe is going to reinforce the positive that you put out, the positive that you give to yourself. So that's why this time is so, you know, instead of getting into all kinds of astro mumbo jumbo that most people are not going to be able to follow, I'm just going to say this is the power time right now till the solar eclipse, which is a new moon on January 4th. You want to set your intentions. Oh, and that's another thing. I have created a tool that people can use, and I'll load it on my website called Creating 2011. And I use this with clients. And so you can use this. It's a free tool. I'll put it right on my homepage, Creating 2011, and you can download it and you can follow it, because it will empower you to create 2011 the way you want to. And it's all about setting your intention. You see? So if you have an intention to, for example, say you want to get more physically fit in 2011. Say you want to, you know, go down a size, say, or a couple of sizes, whatever, wherever you are. Say, we'll use that as an example. I want to, I'm a size 4. I want to be a size 2. Okay, so you set the intention for 2011. And then what you do is, you make a commitment to that. You see, in order for us to get what we want, we have to make commitments to our goals. And so if you say, hey, you know, I'm going to come down 2 sizes. Okay, I'm going to make a commitment to that. What action steps am I going to take to reach my goals in 2011. And so it's all about making commitment to what you want, setting your intention, and using this power time right now, December and first part of January, because it will determine your 2011.
So basically, if we set our intentions to publish like 2 books or change our business to a different paradigm or in a different way, and then start taking those steps. I'm the year of the tiger, so I have read to write a plan for the next 12 years, and that's what I've done. I've written down my intentions of things that I want to achieve, do, be for the next 12 years. Wow. I'm already seeing them manifest, which is like awesome. But I took the time to write that list. Now, the eclipse that happened, that energy really is for the next 6 months to a year? Or how long is that?
Yeah. Eclipses, the power of an eclipse, and that was a huge – we haven't had an eclipse like that in 400 years. That was a huge – because it was a total lunar eclipse. And whenever a lunar eclipse – you have a lunar eclipse, it is ending the past. We are ending the past. It is the end of the past. So, and it's wonderful because it's going to free people. You know, wherever you no longer have passion for something, wherever you no longer are experiencing anything, you know, from the situation. So you've outgrown the situation and you're just kind of hanging around waiting for things to change. But eclipse comes in and whew, it ends things. And it's wonderful because it cuts you free and it sets you free. Eclipses last anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. As they overlap. Now, we are coming out of the Capricorn Cancer eclipses and we're moving into Sagittarius Gemini eclipses. So our initiations are changing too. And you know, we have the 12 houses which represent the 12 different signs of the zodiac. So the zodiac it's like the cosmic clock of astrology. We all have Sagittarius somewhere. We all have Capricorn somewhere. Each one of us has to master those vibrations, those energies, in order for us to ascend and get off the clock. And that's the goal now, is we're all moving towards the ascension because Gaia is ascending. And so as we move out of Capricorn, which is about owning your power, okay, for all of us, it's about taking our power back from the government, from corporations, from the television, from the churches, wherever we've given our power over to in the past, Pluto in Capricorn, North Node in Capricorn, Saturn and Libra, they're all saying, let's take our power back now, and now we will each one be our own authority. It's very important that we all become our own authority now. Our own authority. We all have our own inner teacher, our own inner guidance. And even when I work with people, I am not the authority. I'm a coach. I make suggestions. I make recommendations. But my job is to empower you so that you are making right choices for your life. Even when I read astrology, I read it like as like kind of like a weather person, you know, like here's where the energy is. This is what it means. And that's really, you know, my role. My role is the messenger. I'm not the authority. You are the authority of your life. And so we're moving from Capricorn into Sagittarius and from Cancer to Gemini. So Cancer is cutting ourselves free from all of those emotional ties that no longer serve our soul evolution, and again, reclaiming our power. Now, when we move into Sagittarius Gemini, which we just did on this eclipse, which is fabulous for all of the fire signs and the air signs, because the fire air trines us and sextiles us, which is harmonious energy flow. So it's a real boost. Our lessons are going to be different now. So Sagittarius rules what we believe. Okay.
Right.
And Saturn is in Libra. So it has to do with relationships. It has to do with our beliefs around relationships, our beliefs around our worldview, right? Like what we believe is going on in the world, you know? This is going to be really interesting because with Saturn in Libra, it's going to challenge all of our relationship beliefs. And again, that relationship you have with self, what kind of relationship are you having with yourself? If you're struggling with yourself, if we're struggling with self, then, you know, it is a relationship that we really want to look at, you see, because the law of attraction is always working. So we're always drawing to us relationships that are mirroring what's going on inside of us. And so...
Right.
We need relationship. We have to have relationship in order to come to conscious awareness of what's going on in deeper levels that we can't reach, you know, as an individual, because, you know, it's easy to insulate ourselves from everybody else and not see what's going on a deeper level with self. And that's why we have partners, because then they can reflect back to us things that we need to look at and grow from. And so it's wonderful.
Yes. Now, I'm finding for myself, and I think we've mentioned in conversations that at the end of the karma, and I'm actually seeing past lives being healed now from like hundreds of years ago. And they're literally,
yes.
I'm really seeing them being healed now. So it really is a karma is being released, healed, and these are through relationships and stuff. So it is very amazing to see it unfolding.
Absolutely. That is exactly what's happening to all of us right now. That's why this is a really weird time, because we're ending third dimensional karma, which is duality, good, bad, right, wrong, black, white, us, them, war, peace, you know, and that's duality. And you know what? You can't win in duality. None of us can win in 3D. I don't care how much money you have. And, you know, you could get cancer, you see? And so we're moving out of 3D. We're going into fourth dimension, which is a much higher frequency. And that's why we're ending 26,000 years of karma right now.
Woohoo!
I know. It's wild. Okay. Because if you look at astrology as a cosmic clock, each sign that we go through is about 2,300 years. And we're ending the age of Pisces and we're entering the age of Aquarius. So it goes, it doesn't go like a clock. It goes the other way. Just like, you know, we left Capricorn and we're going back into Sagittarius. Okay. So that's
right.
That's how everything moves. Okay.
Confusing, but
Not to astrologers. It makes total sense to us, but when you go to explain it, yeah. Okay. But so we're going into the age of Aquarius, right? We're entering the age of
Aquarius,
right. The cusp. We're no longer in the age of Pisces, but we're not fully in the age of Aquarius. We're in the in-between time. So every sign that is on the 12 signs runs about 2,300 years. Well, you add that up, that's 26,000 years. So we're finishing the cosmic clock of astrology. And so that's why everything is so intense right now. That's why everything is so crazy and rapidly. You know, look how fast 2010 went by.
Yeah, no kidding. A blink of an eye, literally.
Yeah. And so when I work with people, I can see it in their astrology that they're finishing up, you know, they're finishing up their 3D karma. They're finishing up their 3D relationships. And
now, let me ask you a question, and I'm interrupting and I apologize. But now I have heard that people are coming back together with their original soul groups or their soul families. Yay, nay, or is the karma that we're cleaning up in the 3D that dichotomy, that dynamics?
Yeah, is that we are being brought together with our soul family. A soul family is who you are family with on the etheric level. And, you know, there is the belief that we're actually seeded from higher civilizations on other planets. So we may, so for example, my soul family would be the people I'm connected to here that are also from my home planet.
Right.
And so yes, we are being reunited with our original birth families, which is our original planet. I believe I came here with Sana Kumara to elevate the life forms that were here at the time. And we got caught here in 3D. And so we've been here ever since, but that's why we're ascending now. We're going to return back with the twin flame, with the soulmate, to our original spiritual family, which is really from another advanced civilization. And the irony is like we've been gone for thousands of years, right? Well, the whole time thing, okay, is only here on Earth, okay?
Right.
To our family, we've only been gone 10 minutes because there is, on higher civilization planets, there is no time. Everything is in the now. Your past lives, your future lives, and the now are all running together. That's why right now time is collapsing. 2011 is going to fly by even faster than 2010 because we're going to move to a place where we don't have clocks or calendars anymore. In fifth dimension, there is no clocks or calendars. Everything runs in the now. Everything's circular.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. And
now,
so
I do want to say, since you said about the twin flames, Kelly will be on, I believe, in February, and we will be doing a whole show on the astrology aspects of the soulmate twin flame for the Valentine deal. So I just want to give you a heads up. We will be doing more information on that aspect of this beautiful trip we're on in a couple months. So.
Thank you. And you know, what's happening is the twin flame energy is rising up in everyone. And so that's why a lot of people are getting divorced now or have already gotten divorced or are getting out of relationships that are karmic and 3D. A karmic relationship is where you give and you don't receive from. Like you're not in love with the person, but you know you have to take care of this person. And so we're finishing those up. And so, you know, so what's happening to people, and I'm getting, you know, more and more emails and calls, and I'm doing sessions all over the planet with people that are in twin flame relationships, and you know is and this is good because when couples are united with their twin flame, it's the most powerful love in the universe, and that's why you have to have a lot of self mastery to be with your twin flame, because your twin flame magnifies not only your positives, he/she also magnifies your weaknesses, you know, so like what's negative in your chart. And so that's why twin flames haven't been able to be together, because they get together and it's so intense, and it can, you know, if they don't have enough self-mastery, you know, they end up fighting with each other. Well, you cheated on me in the third century and I haven't forgotten.
Well, it's also, I mean, it is in many ways the hardest relationship in a sense, because you're really looking at your perfect mirror. They know you better than anyone.
And that's scary. That's like really scary.
And that's like, you really got to get rid of that ego deal.
Yeah.
And like you said, the self-mastery, and just really appreciate the mirror that you're looking at and build on that. And I'm seeing a lot of twin flame energies where they got together for a while. It didn't work out because of the tension, not in the right place. They separated, and now they're coming back together. And things, they've gotten a little more of their self-mastery and understanding of the energies, so they can stick together. And it's so beautiful to see the flow and the love between them. It is just awesome.
It's awesome, and it's healing. It heals them, and it also heals us, because that love goes out into the community, into the planet, and it heals everything it touches. That's why it's so important to get twin flames back together again, because if more people were with their twin flame, we wouldn't even have war on the planet, because the love energy would be too powerful for the forces of darkness to do anything with. And so no one would show up. No one would be like, hey, I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm going to stay home with my wife, you know? And so, you know, it really is that hard. I mean, because when your twin flame shows up, they can show up in a package you never thought that they would show up in, you know? So if you've got, mm-hmm. you know, Johnny Depp in your mind, or he's got Angelina Jolie in his mind, and you show up and it's like, whoa, okay. Or he can be
right.
a lot, he could show up and he could be a lot younger than you.
Yes.
He could be the skin color you never thought. He could be, do you know what I'm saying? And so you can't let outer packaging interfere with who's perfect for you, because the one that's perfect for you may not be, you know, the race you thought he would be, or you know, live in the country you thought he was going to live in. You have to kind of throw all that out and just go with your heart, because you may be very surprised to find who's absolutely perfect for you.
And it's, you know, that's one thing I think the universe, especially with Uranus being in the package, and we're going to talk about them in just a second, good old Uranus, is... The universe does like to throw his curveballs every once in a while. It entertains them, I think, to see us go, what?
Yes. So. The gods love laughing at us. We are their entertainment.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, the cosmic joke. They literally have told me, if there was an Oscar up here, we'd be giving you one, because we absolutely love the way you entertain us, Jen. It's like, so glad you are. Now, one of the questions that you sent in to me that I want to understand is, what does it mean to go through a breakdown to break through?
Okay. So what's happening with all of us right now, especially as Uranus enters Aries on March 11th, 2011, this is going to be the game changer, which I am just loving on, because it's going to checkmate the elites that have been running the games. But on a personal level, for all of us, Uranus is the great awakener. Uranus is the ruling planet of Aquarius. So I consider Uranus Saint Germain. Saint Germain is the hierarch of the Aquarian age, as Jesus was the hierarch of the Piscean age. Uranus rules the internet. Uranus rules genius. It rules breakthroughs. It rules breakdowns. It rules thinking out of the box. Oh, it rules throw the box away. Start fresh. Okay. What's happening to all of us is we're having breakdowns. So, for instance, you've been in a job, you know, for a long time, and you get a notice saying they're going to lay you off. Okay, so you have a breakdown. Okay, that's what we call a breakdown. But then you realize you never really liked that job. In fact, you really want to go and do something else with your life. That's the breakthrough. And so that's what's happening to all of us. For some people, they've been stuck for a long time, and so they have to, you know, change their work, get out of a dead-end relationship, and they have to move. And so you know, it just depends on, you know, each person is unique. Each person has their own chart. So it just depends on where Uranus is working in the chart, where Pluto is working in the chart, Saturn's working in the chart, because these are Pluto and Saturn, you know, they are the taskmasters. You know, and so with Uranus, it's all about changing everything, and it really needs to change. I mean, I don't know what we're hanging on to. You know, is it wasn't working for anybody anyway. I mean, if America was so happy, then why are so many people on antidepressants? Why are so many people, when you go out and you see them in the stores, they look so sad and scared and frustrated and angry, and especially the men. You know, I think this recession or man session, they call it, you know, it's just been horrible. It's just been horrible, you know, taking so many people's jobs and sending them to third world countries, you know, and so Uranus is coming in here to change things. And I think it's a good thing. And so, you know, it's very important that we make friends with change and not see change as the enemy, and that it's okay if we get scared. I get scared. I think it's part of the growth. You know, it's just that we don't want to embed ourselves in fear, okay? Because when we do that, remember, now we're in the cycle, we are powerful manifestors. Everyone listening to this show is a powerful manifester. You are manifesting your reality based on what you believe. We don't get what we want. We get what we believe. And so we want to look at, you know, if fear's coming up, we don't want to stay there. You know, let the fear pass through. I use fear. I'll go and I'll work out. I'll go and I'll do something. I'll distract myself, because the human mind can only think about one thing at a time. And so if you're freaking out about something and you go over and you start baking cookies, well, then you're focused on the cookies and you forgot what you were afraid of, and then you just forget it, you know? And so you can release it that way. Do whatever you need to do to release it, because you are a powerful manifester, and you want to focus on what you want, not on what you don't. You want to go where the love is. Yeah.
Okay. So something else that's going into Aries is Jupiter. So how is that going to affect us? And that's happening in January. Hallelujah. High five. I love this. I love the fact that it's January 22nd, 2011. Those are like great numbers.
They really are. I know. If you follow the numbers in astrology too, it is so cool. I love that Jupiter's going into Aries. Please forgive me, Pisces and Earth signs. But, you know, I'm a Leo Sag, and I've been waiting for this. Jupiter going into Aries is going to uplift all of the Sages, Leos, all the fire. I know. Aries, Sag, and Leos, and we deserve this, as well as all the air signs, the Aquarius, the Libras, and the Geminis. We're all getting a boost now, because Jupiter is going into Aries and flying forward, and Aries is the first sign. So think about it. So we've got these powerful eclipses going on right now, which are cutting us free from the past, cutting us free from stale relationships, cutting us free from bad situations, cutting us free from the past. And the solar eclipse on the 4th is going to empower us to move forward, take our authority back from the government, take our authority back from corporations, the television, which likes to tell us what to do. And then Jupiter goes into Aries, which is the first sign, the sign of the pioneer, the breakthrough sign, the sign of, you know, moving forward, and spring representing the birth of the new you, the birth of the new year, empowering you to be courageous, to be gutsy, to go for what you want. And so there's going to be a lot of positive energy in January. And of course, Mercury's going direct on the 30th, just in time for New Year's, which is also awesome, because Mercury's been retrograde all month, and it's just been crazy trying to get anything done or trying to understand what's going on. And so Mercury will be direct on the 30th, and then we have the solar eclipse on the 4th, then Jupiter goes into Aries on the 22nd. So January is really going to be a breakthrough month for everybody, and I really like to see that, because that's what's going to get the economy moving forward, is this Jupiter into Aries and this very positive solar eclipse in January. And that's going to, you know, give the businesses courage to hire more people. And it's exactly what we need to empower everybody to move forward. And so it's very exciting.
Okay, now, we're missing a couple pretty powerful planets that, from what I'm reading from astrology blog on Facebook, which I do like reading those. Neptune and Mars are kind of active these days as well. Oh, are yes. they not? Okay, so we got Neptune, which is the illusion, the dream. And isn't it kind of dancing with Mars in a way?
Well, yeah. I mean, that is there. And we, okay, Neptune represents your highest ideals. Neptune represents twin flame love. Neptune represents your ideal living location, your ideal relationship, your ideal job, your ideal work. Anything that's your ideals, Neptune represents. But Neptune, like Uranus, are transcendental planets, which means they represent the collective consciousness. Neptune represents your direct line to source, to creation, to creator, to God, what you consider God. Where we humans get into trouble is we try to, our ego tries to materialize Neptune. Like, you know, we'll try to say that something's really good when it isn't. And that's where we get into trouble, because Neptune represents creativity. It represents spirituality. Trying to control and manipulate Neptune is where we get into human folly. And so Neptune also represents illusion, delusion, deception, and confusion. And so when Neptune is on Mars, which is a big ego planet, he's actually not aspecting. Neptune's actually not aspecting Mars right now. It's a semi-square. So there is a little bit of illusion there. But Mars is going to square off with Saturn soon. So let's just say, you know, Mars represents our drive in life. Okay, and we have to have drive. Without Mars, we can't get out of the house. We can't get anything done. So we need Mars. We need Mars because without Mars, your chart is flat. Mars represents your drive in life. It's testosterone. It's the male energy. We have to have male energy. Women are feminine on the outside, masculine on the inside. Men are masculine on the outside, feminine on the inside. This is Jungian psychology. So we all have male and female energies, and that's what's lacking on the planet. Is if we had a balance between the male and female energies, we'd already be in the golden age. We've been too in the Martian energy for the past 3,000 years. So with Neptune aspecting Mars, if it's aspecting Mars in your chart, you have to be careful with it, because you could be very illusionary about what's really going on. So yeah, there's some illusion, but that's not really what's hitting us right now. It's really the eclipses and the Mercury retrograde that we're in right now.
Okay. So since a lot of ego is kind of behind the male energy and the economy, how is the economy going to improve in 2011?
Okay. So yeah. Okay. Now this is going to take a bit, but all right.
Take a deep breath and.
But it is the biggest concern for all of us, isn't it? Because we're all tied to the economy.
And it is something that brings up the greater fear. The, you know, that I think is probably, I mean, I get a lot of questions about career, and I always say, what's your passion? Because that's what you're heading into.
Absolutely. So
the economy, though, they're all saying, but am I going to get paid enough money to do what my passion is?
Well, you know, sometimes you have to do more than one thing, you know? I mean,
yes.
Okay, owning a business is like having a baby. And if you own a business, you know, I'm going into my 16th year of doing this, and you own a business, it's like having a baby. You know, you wouldn't say to your newborn, hey, get out there and get a paper route. I need you to make some money. You have no idea what I put into creating you. You can't do that. When you own a business, it takes on a life of its own, and it takes years to get it to a place where you can live off of it. You know, now I want to go back to the economy, because this is interesting, because you segue into Neptune. Okay, we've got a lot of illusion out there in the economy. I was back out in 2004 giving workshops and trying to help people understand that you shouldn't be buying real estate. Nobody wanted to listen. I mean, it was like, you know, sometimes I would say to the Ascended Masters, you know, my guides, I'd be like, you know, why do I even bother? Americans are so Neptunian to begin with. We want it supersized. We want it yesterday. Bigger, better. We want a McMansion. Okay, so I work at, you know, I work at Walmart, and I only make $8 an hour. But the banker says I can have $300,000, you see? And so it's like everybody's drunk on what the bankers were telling them, and they don't want to hear the truth. So, you know, okay, so Neptune and Jupiter are very strong in the United States chart. So Americans, and I think that's part of the thing is we've been going through such Pluto-Saturn, you know, destruction to our not only way of life and lifestyle, but to the American dream. The stock market is another big illusion, okay? I don't care how far that stock market goes up. There's no money. The Federal Reserve keeps printing money. That doesn't mean we have any money. Where's the gold to back that money? Okay, what's going on in Europe? What's going on in the UK? What just happened in Ireland? All of these countries were all tied together. They're bankrupt, okay? What does that mean? Well, that means where's the money? They lost $60 trillion in 2008 when they crashed the market, okay? All right, so the truth is, you really don't want to be in the stock market right now, because the institutions that we have in place right now are not working. The banking got bailed out by the Federal Reserve, and they're still doing the same thing that they were doing before that got them into trouble. They are not releasing the funds into the American economy. They're not releasing money so that entrepreneurs can hire people. And, you know, so the money's not being put back into the economy, back into the infrastructure. And so Uranus is coming in here, and Uranus is going to start squaring Pluto. And I think that we are going to see some major, major changes in the institutions. That's why we need to take our power back from the government and the corporations that we've invested our lifeblood and soul into. We have to take our power back. And Uranus is going to come in here and literally eclipse and shift it. Everything has to change. Just like you've had to change, I've had to change. Well, the institutions have to change. And I don't care how long they've been around. They have to reinvent themselves too. And so in 2011, I'm not sure how it's going to happen, but we could see either the stock market tank, okay, because the truth is going to come out that there's no money there behind all this hoopla they got on there. You know, they keep putting the stock market's going up, right? And it's like, well, what's the real numbers behind this? Because if the government is bankrupt, then where's all this money coming from? And so
China.
But China has weird stuff going on too. You know,
they, I know.
You know, and so it's like, what do you believe? What do you trust? And so Uranus is completely out of the box, okay? Uranus is where it can come in and it can literally change everything. Okay? The last time we had Uranus square Pluto, the way Uranus is coming into square Pluto in 2011, really in 2012, is where, you know, the storm is really going to hit with the elites. Not so much for us, because we've already, you know, have had to go through so much, although it's still going to affect us to some extent, but not like it's going to affect them. The last time we had astrology like this, we had the French Revolution, where we went, I don't know
right.
if that was, but, you know, where we killed all the royals, and that's when we broke away from England, okay? The astrology that's coming in here, again, that's similar to that, is 1,000 times more intense.
Whoa, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. And so it's game over for the elites, okay? Because they've been running a really good game, controlling us through television, controlling our economies, taking the money out of the economy, putting it in their bank accounts, and not creating jobs, not creating infrastructure here, not educating our children, not caring about the people. That's all going to change. How it's going to play out? Well, it's Uranus. Uranus is expect the unexpected. Whenever we're dealing with Uranus, and Uranus is the last one to have say here, this is not going to be over until about 2016. And so Uranus is expect the unexpected. It's Saint Germain. I don't know what he's going to do. He could do anything. You know what I mean? Like, we could have a mass landing of all the aliens who come in here and take over and restore the United States Constitution to the American people, which we don't have right now, by the way.
And no, we don't.
It could restore the banking the way it's supposed to be, okay? Because we need integrity brought back into the banking system and in order for our economy to really get going again. Because how are businesses supposed to hire people when they don't know what their taxes are going to be, when they don't know what their healthcare costs are going to be, when they don't know, you know, where the economy is going, you know? And so everybody's just sitting back waiting for something to happen. Well, that I think is going to happen in 2011. When Uranus goes into Aries on March 11th, it's going to be unbelievably powerful. And it's very important for all of us, okay? We've got to stay grounded, okay? Because when this stuff hits, and it's going to be big, you want to stay grounded, you want to stay centered, and you want to remind yourself that this is why you were born. And you're strong, or you wouldn't be here. And this is why you were born. You were born to live through this time because we're moving to fifth dimension and we're moving to economies where prosperity is going to be available to all of us, where we no longer are going to be under the pressure that we're under right now, which is, you know, how do I pay the bills? How do I, you know, get more clients? How do I sell more books? How do I, you know, this is going to shift. You see, because right now it's so out of whack. It's so out of whack. You know, we can't have just, you know, a few people at the top doing really well when the middle class is being wiped out, you know, and we can't have, you know, businesses not being able to hire people because they can't afford the health care for them.
Right.
You see? And so everything's out of whack. So all of the systems that are in place have to renovate. They have to reinvent themselves. They have to be changed. And that's Uranus square Pluto, and that starts in 2011, the second half of 2011.
Okay, Nisara, what is it, and Nisara, how does it affect us?
The National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act. And anybody can go on the internet and Google Nisara to understand what Nisara is. Nisara will be stepping in. Nisara is real economists, light bearers, light workers. These are real men and women that understand the real banking, the real financial situation in America that needs to be restored back to America. And Nisara is going to step in and do it. And that's what that I see happening. And that could happen anytime in the second half of 2011, but for sure in 2012. Whatever stalled in 2011 will be made up for in 2012, because 2012 is it. It's showtime, and it's game over for the elites that have been controlling us far too long through fear. You know, they're like psychic vampires. They feed off our fear. That's all they ever show, you know, on the news. They only show us fear, because if they showed all the wonderful things going on in the world and all the wonderful things that are happening, we'd all be so empowered and positive. We wouldn't need pharmaceuticals. We wouldn't need television, because we're all connected through the internet and we all feel so good. We don't need to take antidepressants. And so, and we wouldn't need to drink or smoke, which I don't do, but for those that do, you know, they're doing it because they're so stressed out. Okay. So that's what's, you know, I mean, it's really big, but it's really quite wonderful what's happening. And so if everybody could just stay positive and know that whatever's being taken from you right now, you will have back. If you're losing your job, you're going to have a new job. If the bank is taking your house, you're going to get a better house. If you're getting out of a karmic relationship, that's because God wants you with your soulmate or your twin flame. Okay? So don't hold on to what's not working out of fear. Let it go. Bless it with love and light, and be open to what the universe wants to bring to you, because the economy is going to be restored through Nisara. And we will have monetary and fiscal policy reform that will double the standard of living for every American within one generation and restore economic and social prosperity across the land. So, and all anybody has to do is just Google Nisara, N-E-S-A-R-A, and they can read all about it. And this is good what's happening. And, you know, so that's what it means, the breakdown to breakthrough. These institutions have to break down because, right now in the United States, they're controlling the government. They control our politicians. So every deal they get puts more money in their pocket and squeezes you and I. Well, where's the founding fathers in that? I mean, isn't that why we left England? To get away from religious persecution and the totalitarianism of the king? Isn't that why we set up America? So now we have corporate kings ruling us and controlling us through fear and lack. So Uranus is going to come in here and it's going to blow the lid off of it. So I think it's a good thing. I think what's happening is awesome and wonderful. And another thing that's happening too is a lot of people are starting their own businesses. And so we can create cottage industries that can spring up all over the planet, all over the country. And we can work with each other. We can trade with each other. We can help each other. And that's what the Age of Aquarius is all about. It's about creating community all over the planet and trading with each other so that, you know, we are creating our own economies. We're creating our own economies because the big corporations, they're going away too. They're going to be broken up. You know, the gigantic corporations. What's that term for that?
My mind goes totally blank. Well, but I'm sure the audience, it's moguls.
Yeah,
the major moguls, they have the monopoly on and so much of the industries and over the people. And it is amazing how, and now they're even going after the small farmers. So it's like, get real, people. Wake up. They're even taking our basic fundamental rights of growing our own food for a little extra money. Okay. Now, Pluto in Capricorn is all about power, how we, the individual, feel and be more powerful. I mean, what's going on with the Capricorn and power? Is it just basically taking back our power again?
Yes. In other words, Pluto moving through Capricorn and Uranus is going to be squaring Pluto because Uranus is moving into Aries. Is really quite good because it is going to, like I said, eclipse the mega corporations, the international mega corporations that don't serve any local communities and really, frankly, don't pay taxes. Okay, so what Pluto and Capricorn is saying and what I said earlier is this is about us taking our power back from those corporations, you see, taking our power back from the government, taking our power back from wherever we've given our authority over to.
And that's a good thing. We need to take our power back and be more authentic to ourselves and our true selves, because that's a big part of this whole puzzle as well, is being true to ourselves, living through our hearts, bringing the very best of us up and forward. And standing our grounds, and especially in the U.S. And I know Europe is going through some hard times. The other thing that's really funky is the weather. The weather is like really shifting. And I'm not sure if astrology shows that or not, but that is kind of an interesting dynamics that's playing havoc with many people. They're all scratching their heads, but. Yeah. As some people, you know, it's fun times, and we're introduced and kind of invited to the dance, and we came here to play, and play we are, and we are very strong, and it really is an amazing time. We only have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure, do you have anything special going on? I know you mentioned the intentions of 2011. Is there anything else that's going on for you, Kelly?
Well, what I just want to say is that the weather, Gaia uses the weather to clear negative energy. And because there's so much fear out there, the mass consciousness collects that fear. And so through weather, Mother Nature clears the negativity. She clears the mass consciousness of its fear and negativity through snowstorms, through rain. So it's actually a positive thing that we're having these storms because it's clearing out the negative energy. And, you know, going back to the authority thing, you know, I just want to tell everybody is that follow your heart. Do what serves you, because there is no security out there. There's no security in real estate. There's no security in the government. Your security is in your I am presence. Your security is in your inner being. Your security is in following your heart and believing in yourself and doing what's true for you. When you do that, you are now preparing yourself for fifth dimension, for fourth and fifth dimension. Because as we move up into 2012, we're all going to be having to live from our hearts. So let's practice now. Let's all use the rest of this year and 2011 as a time where we can practice from our heart and really tune into who we uniquely are and live from that unique self. Don't just go into nursing because everybody's going into nursing now because everyone says, oh, the money's in sick people. Because you may not be here to be a nurse. Follow your heart. Follow what is true for you. That's where you're going to be the most successful and have your greatest joy.
Most definitely. So right now, are you, I know you're probably extremely busy with readings and getting things ready for astrology readings and coaching and stuff for the next year. You have amazing blogs and newsletters. Highly recommend everybody go to KellyRosano.com, sign up for her her newsletters, because I see that and I immediately click on it, and I actually have reposted quite a few of them because great information that the stuff that's going on now. So KellyRosano.com, check it out. She's awesome. Kelly, again, is going to be on in February so we can talk about the twin soul, soulmate connection in a little bit of a different thing. We're going to be talking about the aspects and how you know it's a good thing. So, Kelly, always a pleasure and honor. You're awesome. Absolutely adore you, my friend. So I thank you for being on air this week and helping us bring in the new year.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be with you, Jennifer.
You're so funny. And with that, this is Jennifer Hillman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Happy New Year. We will see you next year in 2011. Till then, take care. Much love, great appreciation for you listening, and be well, be safe, be warm. Good night.